Yasmin.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach. Gedulat Shemincha. Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Chabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Acharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Yevavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rakamei Sitkatcha Tami Gamlem Betet Reish Tadi Taf Gimel Tasim Kadosh Miro Tuvcha Nae Adata Tet Kufbet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hey Zion Kuf. The letters of the month of Elul. The Resh that created the planet Kohav, the planet Mercury, and the Yud that created the constellation Betulah, the astrological sign of Virgo. Together, Resh and Yud have a gematria of 210, which is the same gematria as the word redu in Hebrew, and redu has the meaning of to go down. And it is telling us that this is the month where Hashem comes down closer to us to make our teshuvah easier. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea Palumo Shin Kufav Tadi Yud Tav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. Utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Nosei Avon Wafesha, וחטאה ונקה. We're now going to connect to the year of the goat, the year 5777, through the study of two verses. The first verse we study is Lamentation, chapter 3, verse 52. And we will say a Lashem Yehud first. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin tei bit hilu Urchimud hilud hilu urchimu Le'ata l'shem yud hei b'vav hei Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Vasok Torah mitzvah Vayehino amadonai Elohimu aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu konenehu Tzod tzaduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to create tzatzkiach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the same five words, we're able to create Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And this verse has the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, concealed within it. The letters of the name of the year are concealed by separating them by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776 is known as the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this year as well. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelo tamlacha Yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse we study to connect to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni adili ruki. The second is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Hodu Mikol HaMachavoya Asher Yitchabe Sham Mushavtem Eilai El Nachon Wechalakti Yitchem Wechayayim Yashno Varetz Vechipasti Oto Bekol Alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzah yoved roav yomru ayo. The verse that connects to the year 5774, which has the energy of peace in the Middle East, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. It is the only verse with this energy in the Tanakh. This is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, as said, "Wesamti makom liami liYisrael untati v'shakam." Ta ta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'ne avla la'anoto asher barishona. The Yeshem website has the 72 names of God, which we will connect by stating each letter out loud using the root vowel for that letter. Wahe wayo layo sayo te alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta ezayo alada la wahe heya Yozala me behe, e reyo he kome, la awa kalayo, la wawa pehe la, nulaha yo yo yo, me la he he he, he he wa, nuta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo awa me, Lakabe washire yo he wa la he he ta wa ko me nuda anu yo he ame re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he ta a la re yo Ashila me yo he, wa he wa danu yo, he he shi ame me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, anu wa me he yo. Da me be me nu ko, ayo a he be wa, re a he yo be me, he yo yo me wa me. And now we'll connect to the 72 names from the Tzaddikim in the same manner. Wa 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 yo yo yo. Ba be te a a me, me be shi la yo he anu a ka me na ta. He he yo anu da la he wa wa. Me he me a yo tsa la me re he he yo yo. He me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa. Me nu la nu me cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta She a he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za he she a he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a a a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo she a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he he a yo nu ko me yo re la he be hey be hey me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be me ka ko a la a hey hey wa ra la re la hey yo yo me hey la yo me hey me. And the Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the fifth day of the Elul, Rabbi David Tzvi Shlomo, then Rabbi Elazar Menachem Mendel Biederman of Lelov, Rabbi Moshe Aron, then Rabbi Chaim Pinto, and Rabbi Moshe Idan of Yerba. In the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper, today's class is a Zohar class. We'll find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. The first row, the right-hand column, that opens up to a landing page consisting of all of the parashas. Please scroll down to Parasha Ki Tetze. When you click on that link, it will open up to a landing page that has the Zohar sections listed. And we are going to start with section 7 tonight, which will start at Pasuk 35. Are there any questions before we begin? Yo moti ten shikaro egomer petach raya mechemana liamar pikuda batar dalate shel kar sakair please mano chada udikti biomo titain shikaro velo tavo alav hashemesh mare mativ tan ilaye vitatae shimau mem tet ihu zechar sakir Mechai, al min shaliyach, bileya dekabila, chai birkan ditzlota, v'kol yomat lat zimnin, ugin da biyomo, v'itein sekaro, datzlota deshacharit, v'lo tavo alav hashemesh, Dat slota de mincha, de iavar yomo bet batel, karbano ki ani, hu vadai ani hu begaluta, leit leya midi leya, ela mai de yahave nan, leya bit slota. Begin da tzulota, tefila dileya, Tefila le'ani yiyatov v'atifat Tzitzi tefila dayad yihi. The translation. At this day you shall give him his hire. The faithful shepherd opened and said, the following precept is to give a hired servant his hire in time. This is the meaning of, at his day you shall give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it. Listen, heads of yeshivot high and low. Memtet is the hire of the hired servant. A messenger from the 18 worlds, being Yesod of Atzilut, called 18. To receive the 18 blessings of the Amidah prayer for Malchut every day, three times a day. For that reason, at his day you shall give him his hire, refers to the Shacharit service. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, refers to the Mincha service. For if the day is past and the offering is no longer valid, for he is poor, surely he is poor in exile and has nothing but what he is given in prayer. For that reason, his prayer is a prayer of the poor, which in Hebrew is tefillah la'ani, ayin nun yud. When he faints, or when he wraps his namely the wraps of the tzitzit and the hand tefillin, that is the prayer of the poor, is the hand tefillin, which is malchut. And tefillin is cognate to the Hebrew word tefillah, which is prayer. And both come from a Shorish dealing with the concept of secondary. My commentary, the Pasuk is teaching about code words and their meaning. Pasuk 46. Ve'ilav hu nose et nafsho da tefilat arvit vehi emorim uftarim shiurim tekarbanin dioma inun kegon heret akerem ufat sadcha vialaihu itmar shire mitzvah ma'achvin et hapuranut le'ani v'la'ager azov otam yamuda de'emsaita bar me'atreya gerit kerei ugin da'ana de'darga Bili amuda de'emzaita karena karma ger begaluta tad mae hahidiktiv ger hayiti baretz nachria dehu begaluta ravia beginaihu. The translation. And sets his heart upon it, refers to the Arvit service, which corresponds to the parts of the sacrifice, and the fatty parts that are left from the offerings of the day. They are like single grapes of the vineyard and the corners of your field, of which we learn that leaving things over in the form of charity hinders divine punishment. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger, that is, to the central pillar that is there on pin. For the central pillar, when it is outside its place, namely in exile, is called a stranger. For that reason, the faithful shepherd said, I, my grade being of the central pillar, termed myself a stranger in the first exile. This is the meaning of I have been a stranger in a strange land. For he, Zerahpin, lies in exile for the sake of Israel. My commentary. Most people do not know that only the first two prayers of the day, Shacharit and Mincha, the morning and afternoon, are mitzvot. The third prayer is optional and is part of the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is also optional. Or is it? Are there decrees against you, meaning have all of your actions been positive? Pasuk 47. Shailuleya mare matniti raya mehemana apikuda dahawo mekaimin Yisrael biarad Yisrael amar lon begin deitara rachamei al ilen demitakei meatrehu tivar nash kadihu levar meatreya ki ora itkerei tafshin Al nishmatin tiazlin artilain mehahu alma viatyan lialma den uginaihu haihu yamar kira katspor no detet min kina Da nishmata ishkinta lazaza mina kenish deit marbeya adonai ish milchama no deid mim komo vihu navad vanad me atreya vihu Almadiate bina vinad avatra Vialmadein ad tashlim Yomin ditchaivat lemezal Levar meatraha Veihu natir la ad yachazir la leatraha Yomei dila yachatzor Ihu liatreya Ad yachatzir la liatraha Uman dechazar betiyuta Yaman diatzar lekucha Berichu ishkinta Liatraha vidaraza depur kana diamar hayom im bikolo tishmau. The translation. The sages of the Mishnah asked him, Faithful shepherd, yet Israel performed this precept regarding the corners of the field and the gleaning of the harvest in the land of Israel, when the Holy One, blessed be He, was in His place and not a stranger. Why is it written for the poor and the stranger? And He said to them, This is in order to invoke mercy on those souls driven away from their place. For a man outside his own place is called a stranger, and all the more so, the souls that walk naked from that world and come into this world. Of them the verse says, as a bird that wanders from her nest, which is the soul from which the Shekhinah does not move. So is a man, the Holy One, blessed be He, of whom it says, Hashem is a man of war, wanders from his place, roaming and roving from his place, which is the world that is coming, namely Bina, and wanders after her, after the Shekhinah, that is the soul, in this world, until the days that the soul needs to go outside its place are completed. He guards it until he returns it to its place, and swears he shall not return to his place before he returns it to his place. Therefore, whoever repents and returns his soul to its place is as if he returned the Holy One, blessed be he, and his Shekhinah to their place. This is the secret of redemption, as it is said, today, even if you will only hearken to his voice. A commentary. This pasuk is hinting to the reason that the upper teshuvah replaces the energy that was given to the other side through the selfish actions of a person. It also is explaining why we are not at home in this physical world. If only we can remember this truth. Pasuk 48. Amru mare matnitin din tivta ila'a vetata araya mehemana anan shalichan timare alma legabach zaka'a ulakach piant va'al teshuvah Shakul Shitin Rivandi Israel the Ant Hadrat Lakut Shabarihu Ushkinteya Liatreya Aila Latata Uginah Yit Patun Israel Liakzirun Liatrihu Veleit hela lim shichim, lemi frach li Israel, bar minach uginach. Inin mitakach ach din ashlim milin yikarin, ilen dialaihu itmar hanechemadim. Mi zahav mi paz rav tukim mi dvash v'nofet sofim. The translation. The Mishnah sages of the lofty yeshiva of the Holy One, blessed be he, and of the lower yeshiva of Memtet said, Faithful Shepherd, we are messengers of the Master of the Universe to you. Blessed is your portion that you are penitent and equal to the 600,000 of Israel, and that you return the Holy One, blessed be he, and his Shekhinah to their place above and below. Due to you, Israel will be redeemed and returned to their place. The two Messiahs, the Messiah, the son of Joseph, and the Messiah, the son of David, have no power to redeem Israel except with you. It is because of you that they are held back from redeeming Israel. Finish saying these precious things of which it says, more to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. My commentary. The redemption is being delayed through the unwillingness of the children of Israel to study the Torah directly and learn from others rather than learn themselves. And this is my understanding of this pasuk. Pasuk 49. Amar lon mare matnitivtan. Begin I sakir dehu evediate the kabilat latzlotin sakinau mare matnitin dilchon lemechebe barnash bidlat birkan Sad Mayim Kaeved Lidim Sader Shivachim Kamei Mareya Uvem Saiyot Kaeved Dim Kabel Paras Mimareya Uvatrae Kaeved Dinatal Paras Mi Mareya Viazileya. The translation. He said to them, Yeshiva heads, for that hired servant, who is the servant Memtet, who comes to receive three prayers, your masters of the Mishnah decreed that man should be, when reciting the first three benedictions of the Amidah prayer, as a servant arranging praises before his master, and during the middle benedictions as a servant receiving the wages from his master, and during the last benedictions as a servant who received his wages from his master and walked his way. This pasuk is almost the way I learned the structure of the Amidah. One, praise Hashem, the first three. Two, request your desires and your needs, which is the idea of receiving your wages. And there the next 13 blessings. And three, express appreciation as if the desires and the needs are manifested in your life, as they will be when we have cleansed our vessels sufficiently. This is the meaning of walk his way. This will become apparent during the year 5778, in my opinion. Pasuk 50. Ugim da'eved Avraham Barivka Ihu Amtala Lechai Kad Kudsha Barichu Yishlach Lemat Limemtet Ihu Avdadileya Begin Salota Ihu Yemar Legabeya Ulai lo tove Haisha lalechet Acharei kelomar Ulai tzilota Labae lemezal Avat rai amar Leia kutshabar Baruch Hashem Bani kita mishvuati zot dehachma ihu abba denachit betzadik venatra shakimta begaluta umitaman shalach begina. The translation. For that reason, the servant of Abraham and Rebekah was likened to this, that when the Holy One, blessed be He, will send Memtet, His servant, to receive the prayer, which is the secret of Malchut, he shall say to him, perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me. That is, perhaps the prayer will not want to follow me. The Holy One, blessed be He, answered him, then you shall be clear from this my oath. And he explains that Hachma is Abba, that is Abraham, who is called the Father, who is Chesed, and rises and becomes Hachma in the state of greatness. And he descends to the righteous, Yesod, to keep the Shekhinah in exile. And from there, from Yesod, the servant, who is Memtet, of the numerical value of Shaddai, since it corresponds to Yesod, sent after her, after the prayer where the Shekhinah lies. My commentary. I hope you realize how static is your and most people's perception of the Tree of Life. Sephirot move. They rise, they lower, and they rise themselves and they lower themselves. Verse 51. Amar le'ahu shaliach Bavli simanin Beish tamod'a Bitzlot'a Detaman berata Amar kucha berichu V'chaya hana'ara Asher omar Eleha'ati nakadem v'yashter v'yamra Shute v'im la v'la yashkach kol ha'evarim Degufa ma'olyan tovim v'la ashkachat Be'ya ezer l'shar yayo be'ya So radihu v'diyukna d'yamuda Em saita v'la mitzvah V'ihu diyukna d'rivka d'achawa Shoshana ben hachochim V'inun reshaim Gamurim Mane leavde leavdeya memtet hashamer lecha pen tashiv et bani shama deihu rucha dekucha deha mitzvah ihu nafsha rucha ihu Torah. The translation. The messenger, Memtet, said to him, give me a token with which to recognize the prayer where the daughter is, namely the Shekhinah. The Holy One, blessed be He, said, and let it come to pass, that the girl to whom I shall say, let down your pitcher, I pray you that I may drink. And she shall say, drink. That is, if the purpose of the prayer will be to give me drink, to please me, then you shall know the Shekhinah is there. If it does not, but he finds all the body parts full of iniquities, and all its intentions during prayer are only for itself alone, and not to give me pleasure, and there is no whole body part where the Torah dwells, which is the light of Ruach, which has the form of the central pillar, and no precept, which is the light of Nefesh of the form of Rivka, namely the Shekhinah, who was a lily among the thorns, who are completely evil people. He ordered his servant Memtet, beware, lest you bring my son back there. Who is the spirit of holiness, since a precept is Nefesh and the Ruach is Torah? Meaning that Ruach is drawn from Zeranpin called Torah, and he does not merit the Ruach and the Nefesh of holiness. My commentary. With contemplation, this pasuk will become clear to a student of Kabbalah. If you want confirmation, send me your understanding by email. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Uh, Our next class will be in 45 minutes at 8:30 West Coast time. I hope you all have a good week. Shavuot Tov. And our class tomorrow, or our classes, one will be at 7:30, which will be the Slichot. One will be at 10:30, which will be a special two-hour class discussing the year 5778, the year that is coming. And one will be at 8:30 West Coast time, that will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. Shalom to all. Have a beautiful week.
Shalom.
Shalom.